Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Middle of the week is here, so is another episode of Spencer on Sports. Welcome in, 205, final Wednesday in the month of July. KGYM, thanks for checking us out on 1600 AM, 102.3 on the FM dial in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. The stream at KGYMradio.com, also on the free-to-download KGYM app for your smartphone. Be sure to download that today. Also on your smart speaker and in podcast form. Many different ways to listen. We appreciate you listening whenever and wherever you are listening this afternoon. Lots to get to on this afternoon's program. Get into the NFL coming up in just a bit. Camps opening all across the league, including up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the defending NFC North champions return to the field. Time to make those first day of camp overreactions. Whether you're a Packer fan or not, somebody makes a big play, backup quarterback throws a 70-yard touchdown pass. It is time, my friends, to overreact. Clearly, because your third-string undrafted quarterback threw that 70-yard bomb to the undrafted wide receiver, book your Super Bowl tickets. Do it now. I'm telling you, come on, do it. Get into NFL, some of the key storylines from the National Football League as we roll along here this afternoon. That's coming up later on in the show. Get to some baseball talk. Got some games in action right now. Brewers and Twins wrapping up a brief two-gamer at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Things not going so great for Corbin Burnes today. Luckily for the Brewers, Chris Archer is on the hill for the Twins. Things did not go well in the pitching department for either team last night either. We'll get you updates on that. The baby Brewers and the baby Twins also playing today up in Appleton. The Colonels and the Timber Rattlers playing this afternoon. We'll get you some updates on that as well. And take a look at the latest rumors from the MLB trade deadline. Any news on Juan Soto? What about some of the other names in the baseball world? We'll get some updates on that later on in the show as well. But we will start where we started yesterday. Big Ten Media Days, they are wrapping up in Indianapolis today. I'm looking up at the TV screen here in the studio. Rutgers, three players, including their punter, Adam Corsek, being interviewed by Dave Revson right now on the TV screen. Greg Schiano was up there just moments ago. Also heard from a number of different coaches today, including Paul Christ, head coach of the division favorite, the West Division favorite, Wisconsin Badgers. Heard from Jeff Brom from Purdue, Brett Bielema from Illinois, Ryan Day from Ohio State, among others today. And talk about some of the highlights from Big Ten Media Day coming up in just a moment. Also, I guess I can call it a back and forth. I think it is kind of a back and forth. We heard the comments yesterday from Kevin Warren of the Big Ten, the commissioner of the Big Ten, talking about expansion and mentioning how any further expansion by the league will essentially makes sense. It will be a good fit for the conference. Well, there was a report last night from a number of different sources. Brett McMurphy from the Action Network, also Dennis Dodd from CBS, reporting that the Big Ten is considering a number of different schools, including Notre Dame, as their next expansion target. Well, Kevin Warren today is saying to a different reporter, "Oh, we're not targeting anybody in particular." So we'll. Get your thoughts on who you think is, I guess, telling the truth. Who's right? Who's wrong? Is the Big Ten really not actively looking at new members after announcing that USC and UCLA are joining the conference in 2024? That's, in fact, the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Kevin Warren says the Big Ten is not actively seeking out new members. Do you believe him? Yes or no? You can vote right now at KGYMradio.com. The poll question, of course, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. 319-366-1600, I should mention, is the talker text line if you want to weigh in about Big Ten expansion, Big Ten Media Days, your thoughts on the Big Ten East or Big Ten West. Feel free to call us up on the phone lines talk to Ben. He'll patch you through here to the International Broadcast Center on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, or the text line wide open as well. Again, 319-366-1600. You'll need that number handy, because coming up in a matter of moments, we'll be giving you another chance to win tickets to check out comedian John Crist and friends, along with Dusty Slay. They are performing at the Iowa State Fair on Wednesday, August 17th. We've been playing a fun new game called Name That John. Name That John. We've been quizzing you about your knowledge of famous people named John from the sports world. We've done football. We've done baseball. Baseball yesterday with John Smoltz, the answer yesterday. Maybe we'll stick with baseball. Maybe we'll go to football. Maybe we'll go to basketball. We'll have to find out what the clue is, but be listening for your next chance to win with Name That John. If you correctly identify the famous person named John from the sports world, you'll win a pair of tickets to check out comedian John Crist at the Iowa State Fair. That show is Wednesday, August 17th. So a little bit down the road, but you can grab your tickets now, make your plans to head over to Des Moines and enjoy the show and enjoy some delicious fair food as well. 211 here at KGYM. Let's jump right in and talk about Big Ten media days. I mentioned going on as we speak. We heard from a number of coaches. I ran through some of them before, but Jeff Brohm, Brett Bielema, Mel Tucker, Greg Schiano, James Franklin, Paul Crist, and Ryan Day all taking to the podium and taking to the set at Big Ten Network as well, along with the players that were selected to come with their teams to talk about 2022. It's almost here. We're officially a month away from week zero. And we've got Illinois, also Nebraska and Northwestern playing in week zero. So camp starting early for some of these teams. And it's going to be an interesting 2022. We've talked a little bit about the preseason projections, talked about the favorites to win either side of the East, the West, the Big Ten as a whole, talked about some of the preseason conference players of the year, and now just wrapping up with the final seven schools, seven coaches, and seven groups of players that have yet to take their turn in Indianapolis. Some interesting stuff said at the media days here today, starting with a couple intriguing questions and some things said. Of course, coaches don't always say that much at media days, but a question asked directly of Jeff Brohm from Purdue, who is the first coach up at Big Ten media days today. In fact, it was Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register who asked Jeff Brohm one of the first questions. How did the transfer of Charlie Jones, who obviously, as we know, transferred from the Iowa football program to Purdue to play in West Lafayette? The question from Chad Lystico at the Des Moines Register was, how did the Charlie Jones transfer come about from your eyes? And what have your early impressions been of him? And what role do you see him playing for you this year? Now, Jeff Brohm did not directly answer the question about where did the transfer come about, where did the transfer come from, did not touch that portion of it, but Jeff Brohm saying things about Charlie Jones, essentially saying he's going to be a key piece. At least he expects them to be a key piece. Expects Charlie Jones to be a key piece of the Purdue offense, even on special teams. A quote from Jeff Brohm. Saying that they were really fortunate to get Charlie on their football team, that he's done great things on special teams. He's a young man who's coming here. He's been here all summer for us, and he's a really good football player. Brohm going on to say that he thinks he'll play a great role in the offense, playing on the outside at receiver, playing on the inside, and returning kicks. Jeff Brohm saying about Charlie Jones, and Hawkeye fans not surprised to hear this. Hawkeye fans know this about Charlie Jones for sure. The quote from Jeff Brohm, quote, he's just very smart. He understands. He's picked things up well. He's got a great rapport with our quarterback, Aiden O'Connell. So we're fortunate to have him. And really, I think he'll be a great leader as well. So some praise for Charlie Jones, one of the newest members of the Purdue receiving corps, transferring from Iowa this offseason to play in West Lafayette. Another question posed of Jeff Brohm was talking about wide receiver position. Iowa fans, I have to bring up a name. Plug your ears. I'll let you know when you can unplug your ears. David Bell. He's gone. He's in Cleveland. He's on the physically unable to perform list, but he is now playing for the Browns. He has no eligibility left. You don't have to worry. It's all good. He can't hurt you. At least we don't think he can. But David Bell is gone. The question posed to Jeff Brohm was, it's the first year since 2018 Purdue doesn't have a wide receiver on the watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, which goes to the top receiver. And he was asked to kind of break down the position grouping. And obviously the question about Charlie Jones helped out to answer that as well. But there's another piece of intrigue with Purdue the Iowa connection with former Hawkeye wide receiver Tyrone Tracy. And Jeff Brohm revealing that Tracy is expected to play at receiver and in the backfield for the Boilermakers this season in 2022. Brohm, of course, saying Tracy from Indianapolis, so he knows a lot of the guys on our team, and saying that he thinks he will step up and contribute as well. So some pieces of intrigue there from Jeff Brohm, head coach of Purdue. Of course, Purdue has had Iowa's number. We all know that. And that game in November in West Lafayette, certainly going to be one to watch. Hawkeye fans hoping for a different result, of course, in 2022 as opposed to what happened in 2021. Some other things said at Big Ten Media Days today. Of course, Brett Bielema, former Iowa Hawkeye and himself, talking a little bit about the fashion choices and the difference in I guess what was required by the coaching staff or what's expected of the players between 2022 and when Brett Bielema was at school, and kind of shared kind of an old dude moment on the stage or at the podium talking about how he wanted to see if he had to require his players to wear ties. And the coaching staff basically said, no, coach, you can't require our athletes to wear ties. And Brett Bielema saying that he's walking in behind his student athletes that accompanied him as they represent Illinois and Indianapolis. He said, quote, I'm looking. They don't have ties on. They're all wearing tennis shoes. I think about the world we're in, and I think about Hayden Fry and how he would literally probably slap me in the back of the head if I showed up with a pair of tennis shoes and no tie. Bielema going on to say that he thinks that's the part of college football that's awesome. There's never been a time or place where I think college football could be more exciting. So a little bit of anecdote about the late, great Hayden Fry from Brett Bielema today as well. Also heard from Paul Chris talking about the Big Ten West competition for 2022. Paul Chris, I think as we all know, we follow him. We hear from him each year as Iowa plays Wisconsin. He could be the king of saying something but saying nothing at all, and I feel like that's the bulk of what Paul Chryst did today, talking about being excited for competition. Of course, they have a new offensive coordinator in Bobby Engram. A lot of talk about being excited for a new voice in the locker room and excited and thankful, the key themes from Paul Chryst's talk today. About the 2022 season ahead for the Wisconsin Badgers just up the road in Madison. A lot of talk about that from Paul Chryst. The one quote, pardon me as I knocked the mic around there, the one quote I took away, I wrote it down, and I'll let you make of this what you will. I didn't draw any inspiration from this, but kind of shows the Paul Chryst level of saying something but saying nothing at all. Quote I took away from him, whatever those lessons were, you have to learn from them. Deep thoughts with Mr. Paul Chryst. Whatever those lessons are, you have to learn from them. Food for thought for you on a Wednesday afternoon here at KGYM. But Paul Chryst speaking today as well. And then Ryan Day from Ohio State talking a lot about his team, talking a lot about the talented players they have coming back, two of the players they brought in. CJ Stroud and Jackson Smith and Jigba at Big Ten Media Days here for 2022. With the recap, the question posed to him co-host Ryan Day was about last season and falling short of course, the very lofty goals that Ohio State always has. The direct quote from Ryan Day at Big Ten Media Day today was this, quote, "Maybe at some places 11-2 with a Rose Bowl victory is a good year. It isn't at Ohio State." He said our three goals are beat the team up north, win the Big Ten championship, and win the national championship. He says those are our goals, and those things did not happen last year. So a little bit of, he asked Ohio State, do you have motivation after what happened last year? He asked Ryan Day, asked C.J. Stroud or Jackson Smith and Jigba, or anybody on the team, do they have motivation for this coming season because of what did not happen last year? The answer would be a resounding yes. I do have to say, though, as a member of the media, and I'm just a guy sitting here behind a microphone in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, but can we stop as reporters, like, I don't know, throwing out, like, sayings, like, that kind of make it seem like you're a fan of the team? I know, you're probably saying, well, you talk about the Brewers and Packers and the Bucks all the time. Well, yeah, you know, that, because I'm sitting here, I'm hosting my own talk show. When you're at a reporter, a press conference as a reporter, I don't feel like we should be tossing out, you know, go blue to Jim Harbaugh. It just, why? It's journalism 101. I don't consider myself a professional journalist at all. I'm the least thing from professional when it comes to journalism. But there's a seriousness you have to have when you do this job. You're asking a coach a question. Probably shouldn't toss out a go blue to Jim Harbaugh, or today the question, the quote that Ryan Day had that I just gave to you. The reporter used the phrase, that team up north, referring to the University of Michigan, when asking Ryan Day that question. Come on. You know, I don't think we need to do that as reporters. You will learn this about me if you, you know, I'm the new guy here for another, like, month. You will learn this about me quickly. I'm not afraid to, like, poke fun of this industry. I love this job. I love doing what I do. It's the only job I've ever known. Radio, talking about sports on the radio. I'm not afraid to poke fun at the things that we can poke fun at in this industry. That is for sure. 319-366-1600, Big Ten Media Days. James Franklin on the screen. The 9 overtime game, by the way, was brought up today to Brett Bielema and to James Franklin and to Sean Clifford. They wanted to move on from that pretty quickly. Not thrilled about losing a 9 OT to Illinois was Mr. Franklin. That is for sure. James Franklin on the TV right now. We'll get you more highlights as that goes on here this afternoon. We'll get into Big Ten expansion and college football playoff expansion too. Those two topics coming up again in the last 24 hours or so. We'll get you the latest on that as well here in just a few minutes. Also, stay tuned. Another chance to win with Name That John coming up in a few minutes. Tickets to see John Crist at the Iowa State Fair on the way as well. It's Spencer Out Sports on a Wednesday here in KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. With more sunshine out there this afternoon, temperatures will be climbing into the low 80s. We are going to have a bit of humidity around as well. Later tonight, another cold front arrives, and we are going to have the chance for showers and thunderstorms scattered about, mainly after 11 p.m. Storms will wind down early Thursday morning. Drier, cooler air moves in. We'll have more sunshine tomorrow afternoon, and we'll have temperatures in the upper 70s with lower humidity. That's your latest Iowa News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
The Vegas Aces beat the Chicago Sky in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup Final. And in a moment where each of the winning players walk with a little over 30K, heck, each of the losing players walk with over 10K to win this in-season tournament. And in fact, the WNBA donated $165,000 to charitable and civic organizations during the series. You can look at all of it as a massive win. But you do have to ask the question, if a tree falls in the forest, nobody hears it, does it make a sound? When a moment like this is put on streaming-only service, does it resonate? Is it good for the league? As someone who works primarily on radio and in digital streaming access areas for ESPN, I understand the value and importance of reaching new audiences. But you also have to understand different situations call for different mediums. I don't think having a moment where your best events, your biggest brand opportunities to get new hype and new eyeballs on the league, those events need to be put in the easiest to find places. I've been hard on other football leagues for not being able to find their games. I have to equally be hard on the WNBA because, frankly, even if you knew the Commissioner's Cup was going on, did you know you had to go to Amazon Prime to watch it? That is a loss for the league. Kirk Ferentz, the head coach of the University of Iowa, says that we are in a weird spot in college football, echoing the same sentiments we've seen from so many other coaches about how right now it feels like the wild, wild west. There's so much going on. There needs to be somebody to come in and provide clarity. Two things here. Number one, understand that the lack of clarity is nobody's fault but college football. You chose as an entity not to be aggressive and forward-thinking in getting these issues solved, and now you're dealing with it. But the other side of it is, at some point, when are one of these multimillionaire coaches going to stop complaining about it, instead offer to fill the very role that they think they need, a czar of college football? With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Expand your outdoor living space with 11% off landscape blocks from Menards. Get a free estimate instantly with our Design and Buy landscaping program. From patios and walkways to fire pits and retaining walls, you can create the landscape of your dreams. Visit a Menards store near you or Menards.com to get started today. All concrete landscape and patio blocks are 11% off now through July 31st. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-ay-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton presents One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works. It's One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the Works, Saturday, August 6th at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. Tickets are on sale at the Iowa store or wildroseresorts.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we're back at 2:28, coming up on 2:29. It's Spencer on Sports on a Wednesday, 319-366-1600. Spent some time highlighting Big Ten Media Days. Day 2 underway in Indy. I wrap it up soon. Penn State at the set for BTN. Give you some highlights of what was said in the press conference portion of day two of Big Ten Media Days. Get to a little bit of baseball coming up in just a bit, and some NFL before we close out the show today. The other big news in the world of college sports was, we talked yesterday briefly about college football playoff expansion, and B, Big Ten expansion. Before we dive into the kind of back and forth that happened, let's play you again this clip from Kevin Warren yesterday. In case you missed it, this is his comments about expansion and about future expansion in the Big Ten. Here's what the commish had to say.
I get asked every single day, what's next? It may include future expansion, but it will be done for the right reasons, at the right time, with our student athletes, academic and athletic empowerment at the center of any and all decisions that we will make regarding any further expansions. We will not expand just to expand. It will be strategic, it will add additional value to our conference, and it will provide a platform to even have our student athletes be put on a larger platform so they can build their careers, but also that they have an opportunity to grow and learn from an education and from an athletic standpoint.
All right, those comments again from Kevin Warren yesterday in his opening remarks for Big Ten Media Days. Take those comments he made, talking about strategic expansion, also saying yesterday that they're happy with the teams that they have, the 14 they currently have, and they're thrilled to welcome in USC and UCLA into the conference in 2024. Well, reporting coming out late yesterday and into last night that there are reportedly about six schools the Big Ten would consider adding that would apparently add value as future Big Ten members. Six plus Notre Dame. So really seven that the Big Ten would be solidly considering to, again, quote-unquote, add value to the conference. The schools being considered, again, sources telling both the Action Network, this report from Brett McMurphy, and Dennis Dodd from CBS, he reported on this as well. Schools being considered are Notre Dame, we knew that, Oregon, Washington, Stanford, Cal, Miami, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida State. So two new wrinkles in there. I think we all knew about Oregon and Washington. There was some talk that, especially right after USC and UCLA left or announced they were leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten in 2024, that maybe there would be an extension further west to kind of create a west pod, if you will, for the Big Ten. Oregon and Washington were part of those rumors. Nothing has happened since. Notre Dame, of course, is kind of the outlier out there, still determining what they're going to do. Are they going to stay independent? Can NBC give them that monetary guarantees that they were looking for to stay independent? Are they going to go with the ACC? Are they going to go with the Big Ten? Those three schools were kind of, I guess, known that the Big Ten might be looking at them, but then you toss in a Stanford, a Cal, and then two ACC teams potentially in Miami and Florida State. Kevin Warren telling Action Network yesterday at Big Ten Media Days, when he says value is important, but he also looks at the fit. Warren saying, quote, a fit has to be there academically, has to be there athletically. All those things are really important. And he says there are a handful of schools that potentially could add value to us. He said, I'm so focused right now on our welcoming USC and UCLA to the conference in 2024. A source telling the Action Network that, well, literally every Power 5 conference school not in the SEC has apparently reached out to the Big Ten, and that the people doing the reaching out has been all across the board. University presidents, athletic directors, senior administrators, you name it, up and down the line, a number of different people have been reaching out. That's according to sources, no named sources, but anonymous sources talking to Brett McMurphy from the Action Network. Well, we toss in this report from earlier today. We tell you about those schools. Again, Notre Dame, Oregon, Washington, Stanford, Cal, the Miami Hurricanes, and Florida State, all potential fits, at least according to some sources, for the Big Ten. Well, we share this portion with you, this piece of information with you. Brandon Marcello of 24/7 Sports decided to follow up with Commissioner Warren about this earlier today. And Warren said, quote, we're not targeting anyone. I really like our 14 current schools, and I really like our two new additions that are coming in 2024. So that is what leads us to our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Kevin Warren says the Big Ten is not actively seeking out new members. Do you believe he's telling the truth? Do you believe him? Yes or no? You can vote right now at KGYMradio.com. I've said before, I don't think the Big Ten's done. I think there's still another move or moves to be made as we move toward an even bigger super conference. Is it going to be 18? Is it going to be 20? I think those are the next questions we need to ask. It's just, I don't think they're done. I don't think the Big Ten is done. And I would lean towards no if you were asking me that question, especially when we have sources saying that there are the schools. There are the seven schools, the six plus Notre Dame, that the Big Ten is reportedly looking at for potential members, potential future members of the Big Ten. The other piece of news that came out yesterday, we talked about this briefly. Kevin Warren weighed on this as well. Playoff expansion, saying he is 100% behind expanding the playoff. The question now becomes, well, how many? Talk could be 8, could be 12, could be 16. And ESPN's Pete Thamel weighed in on SportsCenter about the possibility of a 16-team college football playoff and what that means for the sports going forward. Here's what Pete had to say.
Today was a significant day in the future of the college football playoff. As a 16-team playoff was spoken about out loud, Gene Smith mentioned it and said he can't ignore it. Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, called it an intriguing concept. The most interesting reverberation from a potential 16-team playoff for realignment would be that it would likely keep Notre Dame as an independent. Notre Dame values almost more than anything access to a vibrant postseason, direct access through the playoff structure. If that's eliminated, they would go join a league, likely the Big Ten. So I really think the 16-team playoff and the notion of it has the Irish eyes smiling.
All right, ESPN's Pete Thamel there weighing in a little bit more about that, discussion point we had yesterday about the potential for a 16-team college football playoff as a possible idea that is out there. We'll have to see how this all plays out. I've had the opinion that it needs to go beyond 4. I think 8 or 12 seems to be the number that at least I've believed around, kind of that number. I think 12 honestly would be ideal, but 16 kind of changes how things would work in the college football world. I know there was a quote out there as well from, I believe it was Jimbo Fisher, someone in the SEC, that said, I think we need to go to 16 because it makes the regular season a little more valuable because you have more teams that have the potential to get into this playoff. That certainly would be an interesting case moving forward. I'm a proponent of expansion of the college football playoff. They got to get past 4. It's open for debate for how many more teams we need to add. The more I think about it, the more my brain says double digits for the college football playoff. But 16 is definitely on the table as we sit here in late July approaching the 2022 season. That'll wrap it up for the college football side of things here this afternoon. We'll get into some pro football if we get some time later on in the show here this afternoon. But right now, I got to give folks a chance to win before we take our next time out here, giving away tickets to see John Crist, comedian John Crist, and friends at the Iowa State Fair, along with Dusty Slay. They're going to perform there on Wednesday, the 17th of August. Got a chance for you to win some tickets right now. Do want to remind folks, this is a call-in contest only. So if you're not able to call in, sorry, but it's a call-in only, not a text to win. I had a couple folks texting guesses in during the show yesterday. I cannot accept the text guesses, even if they are correct. So just keep that in mind. You have to dial up the phone, give Ben a call, 319-366-1600. Once you know the answer to Name That John for today, we've been asking you questions about famous people named John from the sports world. And here is your famous person named John today. This famous John was nicknamed the Wizard of Westwood and led UCLA to 10 national titles in a 12-year span in the 60s and 70s. What John am I talking about? 319-366-1600. Again, this famous John was nicknamed the Wizard of Westwood and led UCLA to 10 national titles in a 12-year span in the 60s and 70s. 319-366-1600. Give Ben a call if you know the answer. First person through that gives him the correct answer will get those tickets to see John Crist at the Iowa State Fair. Good luck. Here on KGYM 239, more coming up.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer. And under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Mike here with Brown Shoe Fit Company in Marion.
The summer clearance sale is on now at Brown Shoe Fit. Come in and save on men's sandals, athletic shoes, and casual shoes. Brown Shoe Fit carries top brands including Keen, Echo, Clarks, Hoka, Brooks, and On in sizes up to 15. Save now on the perfect pair for walking the dog, trekking the trail, or heading to work. The in-store professionals will make sure you find the right fit.
Brown Shoe Fit on Twixtown Road in Collins Square. Honestly, it's like having your own shoe store.
The Marion Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce Oktoberfest, presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance. This fun, new event will be Saturday, September 17th from noon to 3, featuring 25 breweries from Iowa and surrounding areas. You'll receive a commemorative tasting glass and access to samples, plus enjoy live music and traditional German games. Choose the VIP ticket option for 11 a.m. early entry. Don't miss Oktoberfest, Saturday, September 17th in Uptown Marion. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Search Marion Oktoberfest.
All right, we're back at 241, coming up on 242. It's Spencer on Sports with you here for a Wednesday afternoon, 319-366-1600. Just gave away our tickets to see John Crist at the Iowa State Fair. We'll get you that winner info coming up in just a bit. But we do remind you, plenty of giveaways going on all this week. Gym class, another giveaway coming up today between 3 and 4. They have a shot at a pair of tickets to see ZZ Top, along with special guest Ann Wilson from Heart. Tuesday, August 16th, so the day before John Crist is performing at the State Fair. The day before will be ZZ Top and Ann Wilson. Great show at the Iowa State Fair. It's the Raw Whiskey Tour with ZZ Top. They're doing bearded athlete trivia on the gym class, another edition of that coming up today between 3 and 4. All the details about these shows, by the way, at our website, kgymradio.com. And Dathan from Marion, I believe I'm saying that correctly. Congratulations. You won the tickets to see John Crist at the Iowa State Fair. The correct answer today was John Wooden, the Wizard of Westwood. 10 national titles in a 12-year span in the 60s and 70s. I think it was four undefeated seasons he helped lead the Bruins to. 88-game win streak, yeah. He is a legend in the sports world, to say the very least. John Wooden, the famous John in the world of sports today. So we've done football with John Elway. We've done John Smoltz with baseball, basketball with John Wooden. Where will we go next? I don't know. Find out tomorrow right here on the show. Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. Scoreboard update in the Major League Baseball world. The Twins and the Brewers wrap it up a short two-gamer at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Bottom of the fourth, all tied up at three. Brewers getting on the board early. Rowdy Tellez clubbing a three-run home run in the first inning. Twins getting three runs off of Corbin Burnes. A little bit shaky for Corbin Burnes in the second inning. Jose Miranda with a home run to make it 3-1. Nick Gordon driving in a run on a double. And then Gary Sanchez tying the game on a single in the second. RBI single for him. Brewers have the bases loaded here, it appears, if my scoreboard is correct. Taking on the Twins today, wrapping up that series at American Family Field. I mentioned the Baby Twins and the Baby Brewers, the Colonels and the Timber Rattlers playing today up at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. The Colonels leading that one. In the top of the eighth, 7-4, home runs from Kyler Fedko and Seth Gray so far in the game for the Colonels. They won last night's contest over the Timber Rattlers 10-4 last night. Junior Severino, 3-for-5, a double, a home run, drove in four runs. Aaron Sabata with a grand slam as the Colonels won 10-4, looking to make it two straight over the Timber Rattlers in Appleton to wrap up the month of July. Those two teams will be back here in a couple weeks in Cedar Rapids. I don't know if this was mentioned before. I know I didn't mention it, but if you're a fan of seeing some of the best young players in the game take the field, Jackson Churio, the Brewers' number one prospect, just getting called up to Wisconsin over the weekend. So unless he goes on just an absolute monster tear and gets sent up to Double-A rather quickly, he should be playing here in Cedar Rapids coming up in a couple weeks for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers against the Colonels. So look forward to that if you're a fan of the prospect side of things in Major League Baseball. A couple other scores going on right now. The Phillies leading the Braves 7-2, that game in Philadelphia. Padres and Tigers wrapping up their series. Padres leading 2-1. Royals and Angels scoreless. That is in the third inning. All the other games tonight are yet to get underway in Major League Baseball. Baseball action yesterday, the Cubs beating the Pirates 4-2. Emotional day for Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ. Looked like they knew their time in Chicago was short with some emotional moments toward the end of the game there. Standing O for Wilson Contreras. Cubs getting the win yesterday 4-2. Seiya Suzuki with a solo home run to give the Cubbies some insurance there against Pittsburgh. O'Neill Cruz clubbing a two-run home run for the Pirates in the loss. White Sox got a win last night over Colorado 2-1. Toronto blasting St. Louis last night. A grand slam for George Springer, part of a 10-3 victory over the Cardinals. Of course, Cardinals without Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt. Both not able to play in Toronto due to the vaccination rules there. St. Louis losing the first two-game set there, 10-3. Brewers did win last night's contest, 7-6. Luis Urias with the walk-off sacrifice fly in the ninth. Not a good night for pitching on either side. Urias had a home run. Hunter Renfro, a three-run homer. Colton Wong with a solo home run for Milwaukee. Byron Buxton with a solo home run. Gio Urshela, a three-run home run for the Twins in the 7-6 loss last night for Minnesota. And the Angels blank Kansas City last night 6-0. Shohei Ohtani with a home run and two runs scored in the contest for the Angels. A couple of interesting baseball headlines. Did you see Carlos Rodon last night in the baseball world? Not necessarily a funny thing. I don't mean to laugh at it, but Carlos Rodon, a little bit frustrated in last night's 7-3 loss to Arizona. He kicked a bat coming back into the dugout, and the bat ended up hitting shortstop Thairo Estrada in the knee. Hopefully nothing too serious, but teammates, as you can imagine, not too happy with Rodon's display. Rodon said it was an unacceptable action. He said, I hit my teammate, the nicest teammate on the team. He called it just a selfish action, and it just cannot happen. He called it stupid, too. Carlos Rodon did. Estrada did end up staying in the game, ended up then getting hit by a pitch leading off the sixth inning. Hopefully he's okay. But, Carlos Rodon not too pleased last night. He did strike out 10, but the Diamondbacks got the best of the Giants last night, 7-3 in the National League action. The Dodgers. I asked somebody this earlier today. The Dodgers. Remember, didn't they get swept by the Pirates, at least lost a series to the Pirates earlier this year? Now they've lost two in a row to the Nationals. Something we're not seeing about the Dodgers that should give us pause. They lost last night 8-3. To the Washington Nationals, a four-run ninth for Washington in that victory there. And then the Subway Series, the talk of the town, ESPN all over that. The Subway Series between the Mets and the Yankees. Quite a game last night. It was on TBS. Had a chance to take in a little bit of that last night with the Mets winning 6-3. Pete Alonso going 3-for-3, a double. Drove in a run and scored a run as well. Aaron Judge, 38 home runs in the season now. Hit a home run in the first. He was 2-for-4. on the night in the loss for the Yankees to the Mets as the Subway Series got underway in New York. One other piece of news involving prospects. I mentioned the Cardinals score earlier. Got some bad news for the Diamondbacks. Drew Jones, the son of Andrew Jones, might have seen this. Second overall pick in the draft just a week ago or so. Ended up injuring his shoulder Monday during his first BP with the Diamondbacks. First batting practice, and he's hurt. It wasn't immediately clear how serious that injury is, but Jones would miss the rest of the season if he needs surgery and was slated to go undergo additional testing. Jones agreeing to terms last week with Arizona for the second overall pick, introduced to Chase Field over the weekend. So some bad news there with Drew Jones. Hopefully not a very serious injury to Drew Jones. But the first batting practice, getting hurt, not the best of looks for the number two pick. Sometimes freak accidents happen, though, that's for sure. 251, get into a little bit of football before we step out the door. That's coming up next here in KGYM.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night, until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even getting a dental checkup.
Mr. Carter, wouldn't you prefer the chair?
I'm fine on my bike, Doc.
Well, let me know if you feel any discomfort.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
All done, Mr. Carter. Remember to brush, floss, and lubricate your drive chain regularly.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
All right, back at 2:52, Spencer at Sports starting to wind down here for a Wednesday. We're, of course, back tomorrow at 2, kicking off local programming here on KGYM through a 936-6600. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up between 4 and 6 today. They've got a giveaway, too. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to check out One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen and the Works. It's at Wild Rose Casino in Clinton on Saturday, August 6th. Todd and Alex, another chance to win those tickets coming up today sometime between 4 and 6 here on KGYM. Mentioned training camps opening throughout the football world up in Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers opening camp in Green Bay. Duh, of course they are in Green Bay. The Packers taking the field. I mentioned time to overreact to rookie receivers, second-year guys who didn't get any playing time last year. Especially when the reigning two-time league MVP makes him look like all-pro receivers. Yeah, time to overreact. It is. But one thing that maybe not overreacting to, some concern about the Green Bay Packers and their all-pro left tackle, David Bakhtiari, one of the key headlines from Green Bay. Aside from, you know, Davante Adams and who's going to step up in his absence, David Bakhtiari, their all-pro left tackle, still not back from his torn ACL. He tore it over 500 days ago. And there's an explanation as to why he hasn't been on the field. He had another knee procedure, which would be his at least third known surgery since the initial injury happened all the way back in New Year's Eve 2020. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst saying Wednesday that Bakhtiari went back for another procedure this offseason, and head coach Matt LaFleur seeming to indicate in his conversation with the media today that the surgery happened before the Packers returned for their offseason program in April. Bakhtiari attended the offseason program, did not practice in OTAs and minicamp, did some work off to the side, and still is rehabbing that injury. He played only 27 snaps last year, all of them in the regular season finale at Detroit, which was more than a year after the injury, did not play in the postseason. Unclear whether Bakhtiari, which when he's healthy, like you said, all pro, one of the best in the game, unclear whether he's going to be available for the season opener in Minnesota coming up on September 11th. So that's one of the key stories from the football world, the Green Bay world there. Also, the NFL world today, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers making it official, signing Julio Jones, free agent wide receiver, to a one-year deal. Newest weapon for Tom Brady in Tampa. Julio Jones officially signed to a one-year deal by the Buccaneers. That'll wrap it up for us here today. What's on tap for you for the rest of our local programming here on KGYM? It is the gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Got that chance at tickets to see ZZ Top and Ann Wilson from Heart at the Iowa State Fair coming up, but it is also a Wednesday. That means it's time for Caddy Smack on the gym class today. That's coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up between 4 and 6. Wager-wise today, that is coming your way at 5:30. Also, talking with Nick Osen from 24/7 Sports, talking some Cyclone news. Big news from Iowa State. Another big get for Coach T.J. Otzelberger and the Iowa State men's basketball team. Five-star forward Omaha Ballou announcing his commitment to Iowa State on Tuesday. The 6'8", 210-pound senior ranked as the number 12 overall prospect in the class of 2023. And it is the highest-ranked commitment in program history for the Cyclones. Third commitment for Coach Otzelberger in his 2023 class. So a big get for Cyclone basketball. That will be among the topics with Nick Osen today at 4:30, joining Todd and Alex here on KGYM. Forget about our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Kevin Warren, Big Ten commissioner, says the conference is not actively seeking out new members. Do you believe him? Yes or no? That's our poll question at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. You can find that at KGYMradio.com. You can also find podcasts of all our local shows. If you missed anything from the show, feel free to check out the podcast there as well. Make it a great day. Enjoy the nice sunshine out there this afternoon. We're back tomorrow at 2 here on KGYM. Gym class up next. Prescription products.